You're listening to 88.1 WVPE. June is PTSD Awareness Month, and joining me on the phone right now is John Horsley. He's the Vice President of Adult and Addiction Services at Oaklawn. How are you doing today, John?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to give us a little bit of a call. I was wondering to start things out, if we could kind of get a working definition of what PTSD is. I think a lot of people kind of give it a narrow box when they say that, and they think just strictly of military. But it's more than that, right?
Oh, it's much more than that. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a disorder that affects people in a really profound way, and it's obviously caused by traumatic experiences that happen in a person's life. Sometimes those things can include mood changes. They can include nightmares or sleep disturbance. They can also look at anger outbursts, avoidance of certain things. And sometimes people can even have what we call dissociative symptoms, where they kind of lose track of time and where they're at. And it can be a very debilitating disorder and also a very treatable disorder.
How common is PTSD?
In the U.S., about, I would say, 8% of our population, maybe closer to 9% of our population, actually experience post-traumatic stress disorder. With that said, there's a whole list of related disorders called trauma-related disorders in our diagnostical kind of book that we use. Trauma is one of those things that is the root of a lot of different diagnoses. So even though only about 9% of people develop, you know, diagnosable post-traumatic stress disorder, trauma impacts people's mental health in a very profound way.
So we're real safe saying 1 in 10 people may have some symptoms that would fall into that broad category, right?
Yes.
Now, just out of curiosity, if someone has had, and we talked a little bit about some of the symptoms a little earlier, but if someone has had a traumatic experience in their life, what red flags as a friend or a family member would we be looking for to say, you know what, maybe this person needs to seek some additional help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the big thing when people have a traumatic experience is to have a lot of support and, you know, some debriefing and some safe places to really process through what's happened and how they're feeling about it. And that's really a great prevention measure that can kind of stop the progression of PTSD in someone's life. Sometimes, however, people don't get that, or they kind of shut down, or maybe they just don't have those resources available to them to process those things. And so then what happens is those symptoms start to emerge, and they start to emerge pretty quickly. And so what we generally say is that if somebody is experiencing symptoms for 30 days or more, then that is a sign that definitely professional attention needs to be paid to, you know, what's going on and how do we get this corrected.
So that was kind of where I was going, was what do we look for? How do we know when somebody might need a little help? What sort of resources are available here in the community for someone that's dealing with a trauma-related situation?
Yeah, so there's several interventions that are evidence-based, which means that they actually show that people can improve. Two of those interventions are widely available in our community. One is cognitive behavioral therapy. The other one, and I'm a little biased because I am an EMDR practitioner, but eye movement desensitization reprocessing is an evidence-based intervention that is really effective in dealing with PTSD. And there are a number of mental health professionals in the area, including here at Oaklawn, that are trained in EMDR and can provide that service.
If someone thinks that they know someone that's having problems, how would they get in touch with, for instance, Oaklawn to get some help?
Yeah, so they would just call our main number and explain what's happening, and our intake staff would get them in and direct them to a therapist with that expertise. And I would always say that, you know, when you notice these mood changes or these changes in their behavior that seem to stem from that traumatic thing that happened, it's always important to go with them with resources and give them room and safety to kind of think through and make decisions and look at things as well. There are some great resources online at the EMDR Institute that have videos showing the intervention and discuss how effective it is, that also sometimes very helpful for people to learn so that they're comfortable dealing with the trauma. Because when somebody has been traumatized, talking about it is sometimes the last thing they want to do because of what it brings up for them.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. Our guest this morning, John Horsley, Vice President of Adult and Addiction Services for Oaklawn. Thank you.
Thank you very much.